I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi predicts that his Hindu Nationalist Party will exceed the law's requirement for victory by 98 seats in the May elections. Modi and the BJP came to power a decade ago, dealing a severe blow to religious minorities. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says the hostility against non-Hindu religions is tangible.
Government ministers have talked about India being Hindu soil. The very soil of our country is Hindu soil. If you're not Hindu, you really don't belong here. You can imagine how Christians and Muslims and other religious minorities respond to that message.
Ask the Lord to protect his followers in India. Authorities often use state anti-conversion laws as a premise to persecute religious minorities. And over the last 5 to 8 years, World Missionary Press has seen an uptick in requests for literature from Australia that targets a wider variety of people groups and languages. Helen Williams with WMP says they've sent over literature to reach people from Iran, Afghanistan, Ethiopia, Vietnam, and China, among others. WMP's literature is crucial because they're hearing from people in Australia that Christian literature is very difficult to come by. Williams says,
we would like to be able to expand a little bit more and maybe get a centralized distribution point, something like that, so the material is more readily available. That would be one way to pray for us. But for them, I just say pray for the Lord to just give them great opportunities and great joy in being able to share the word in so many languages to whoever they meet.
Pray that God would continue to work through WMP. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR 360. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.